Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A national survey of 30 farmers shows a favorable outcome in using soil health strategies. National Association of Conservation Districts Second Vice President Bill Simshauser says that the survey was a multi-year collaborative project between the USDA, Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Soil Health Institute, and NACD. He says that they wanted to assess the economics of soil health management systems to learn more about the financial impacts of soil health practices in varying soil types, geographic locations, and cropping systems. Simshauser highlights key findings.
Not only did these practices reduce expenses, but they also increased net farm income. So, example, the increased net farm income by $65 an acre on the average, and for 29 conventional farms, including $47 an acre for corn and $34 an acre for soybeans. Also found out that by implementing these practices, soil health practices, reduced production costs such as fertilizer and pesticide inputs by $14 an acre for corn and $7 an acre for soybeans. And then also found out that on 42% of the farms, it increased yields.
Therefore, he says it is important to make sure that conservation programs such as the Environmental Quality Incentives Program are adequately funded in the 2023 Farm Bill.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.